Dave, is that you? Yeah? What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday? What do you mean? I've been in here a week. I have. Well, remember I did number 4 or 5 the other week, and I, you know, it was the other week, wasn't it? I was in here for a couple of days then.
Eh?
What do you mean, stop pissing in the corner? Well, if you let me out of this skin room, I wouldn't have to piss in the corner, would I? You're lucky I ain't taken a laxative or something like that. In fact, I ain't had no nookie. I ain't had none of the other or anything like that for a week. Get me out of it. What? I know. Yeah, all right. I know Rod said get it done at any cost. Well, yeah, that's going a bit too far, isn't it? Oh. Oh, no. Tape's rolling. You. Tosspot. Anyway, well, in that case, fwato, you lot out there. Jesus, you heard that, didn't you? Eh? Well, I'm sorry you had to hear all this business. He started running that tape. I've just been sitting in here on my own, you know, variously twiddling various parts of the body, thinking about what's going on. And he's run that frigging tape. And welcome to Nicko's. Not a lot of people know that. Part 7. You lucky, despicably lucky, debauched. Oh, you've got your hands on running free. Sanctuary murders in the Moo Roog. Oh, the Roo Morgue. All live. Not only that, have you got a bumper package of 3 serious songs? They're live! Goodness! Released the 23rd of September, 1985, and they got to a chart position of number 19. Not a lot of people remember that. But I do, because I played on them. Ha! See, now look. Murders in the Room. Oh, by the way, you've got on the other side of that lovely little package in your hands, you've got Run to the Hills, Phantom of the Opera, and Loss for Words. Or, in other words, Big Horror. Ah. Now, however you want to pronounce it, Big Horror. You know, Loss for Words will do. That little lot was released 2nd of December 1985, and I believe its chart position was number 26. So stuff it again where you know where, or whatever you like. Put it where you want. I don't care, as long as you grease it first. Very sore if you don't. Now, the first 2 tracks, as we said, Running Free and Sanctuary, were recorded at Long Beach. And I was there. So was Dave, Adrian, Steve and Bruce. Ha ha! Good job too, or else we'd have had a piece of blank final. So, now these gigs we did were at Long Beach, and they were all sold out. The very first and only, or maybe not only, but we were the first and only band at that particular point in time to sell out 4 nights in a row at the Long Beach Arena in Los Angeles. Somewhere close, anyway. Stone's throw down the road. Nevertheless, Power Slave Tour. By the way, Running Free, the photograph on the front of this single was by a man none other than Ross Halfin. He upstaged Derek Riggs for this one. Riggsy, he didn't do any artwork because Halfin did the photograph. And that's the only shot of the band, live shot, on any one of the singles we've ever had and ever probably will. So, not a lot of people know that. Now you do. So, what a useless piece of trivia that is. Nevertheless, what was I saying? Running Free, Sanctuary of Murders, and you lucky lot. As I said, Run to the Hills, Phantom and Lost for Words. 2 songs right there, Murders and Lost for Words, you will not have heard anywhere else, even on the Live After Death offering, because it is not recorded on the vinyl, CD or video. Now, you are very lucky. Double bubble so, because you have got this stuff in your hands. Ah, yes, talking of which, the 4th side of the Live After Death, Rothschild, 22 Acacia Avenue, Children of the Damned, Die With Your Boots On, or whatever you like, and Phantom of the Opera, all on the extra 4th side, or not the extra 4th side, I mean, you've got 2 frigging albums, you dummy, you've got 2 sides apiece, haven't you, you fool? You mean, it's not like you're going to have 5 sides to an album, is it? Silly Billy. Anyway, 4th side, only recorded on the album. Good stuff. Now, what can I say? You lot want to know a little story, something sort of about the time we were making this Power Slave album. Or we'd actually made the album, should I say, and we were rehearsing the tour, you see. We were rehearsing for the tour in Miami. Well, a place called Fort Lauderdale, which is just a stone's throw from this very sickly, horribly smelling, disgustingly debauched studio I'm sitting in, talking to you from. I was, because it's recorded, so, you know, I did this a couple of, whenever it was, moons and eons ago before this. So, just up the road in Fort Lauderdale, there we are. We were rehearsing, or there we were, and all of a sudden, just like that, we get a phone call, see? Lorraine, I'm sorry, Lorraine, sorry, Lowell. Lorraine, Harry Harris, Bomber Harris, Mrs. Bomber Harris, was expecting Harry Harris's and Mrs. Bomber Harris's first nipper. You see? So, she was, the call of nature was coming and descending rather swiftly, so Steve and I, poor old Codger, he didn't want to fly back all on his own.
You know he doesn't like flying, remember I told you about that? He hates it, doesn't he?
So, having all the experience of the Biggles saga behind me, I said to Steve, well, look here. Why don't I come back with you? You know, I'd like a couple of weeks in Jersey. So Steve and I flew out of Miami to London Heathrow, and it was a Sunday, well, it was a Saturday when we left Miami. It was a Sunday morning when we arrived. So we got absolutely smashed to smithereens on the plane, right? Gets off the plane, staggers through customs.
Excuse me, would you come over here?
This guy said to Steve Harris, he's looked at me, he said, what did I fucking tell you? He said, I fucking tell you every time I go through the fucking customs, I'm the straightest one out of the band, I don't fucking smoke, he does drink, but whatever, you know, I'll get a nicking all the freaking time, Murphy's Law, there he is, customs man.
What, we need to come over here, please, where have your death come from?
Harry's gone, well, look, not that it's any of your business, well, no, he didn't say that, but, I mean, he should have done, and he would have probably got out of there quicker. Anyway, he didn't. So the guy said, what do you have in this here bag? And Harry said, it's a dim video. What do you think it is? What does it look like?
Where did you get this from?
He said, I don't know. I got it in a state somewhere. Do you have a king receipt? Harry said, I fucking don't.
He said, oh, goodness, I have you. You are nicked. That preferably up the creek shit with the paddle, no.
And I said, all right, fucking what am I going to do now? So he's standing there. An hour and a half goes by. It wasn't quite an hour and a half. I lie. I kid you not, though. It was about 1 hour, 15 minutes, because I timed him. I don't know when I started. I know I was pretty close. Because, as you know, boys and girls, the licensing laws in England prevent you from having a liquid libation up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, in the afternoon and the morning. But we wanted to make it to the pub to have a pint of real beer because we'd been starved. We'd been drinking them puff drinks down in Nassau, which I told you all about, remember? By the way, it was Nassau Bahamas and not Jersey where the Traveller's Rest was. See? So, there we were, standing at customs an hour, 15 minutes. I said, he comes out, he's gone, again, don't believe this. He said, did you see what that geezer was? I said, well, no, I just saw your feet underneath. I kept looking, I thought they'd run away with him. I was going to call out the dogs and everything. You know, get on the phone to the lawyer. Here, Harry's been arrested or something. He was standing there for around 15 minutes. So we get in the limo. Mind you, we've got to go to Gatwick to get a plane to Jersey. So we thought we got enough time to stop off in the proverbial boozer. So we said, yeah, fair enough. So the limo guy's going, oh, I don't know if you're going to make this. It was like 1 o'clock when we left Heathrow. So we said, yes, we will. If you put your boot down to the floor, we can get down the pub. So we did. We got to the Devonshire Arms, just on the Talgarth roundabout down there on the old A4. So we pops in there, has a quick swift half, then it was a pint, then it was a pint and a half, then it was two. They were all in 1 pint glasses, mind you. Harry's on the phone to the wife, got here all right, he says, 1:10. So we 20 past two, we got a 4 o'clock plane to catch at Glasgow, oh, you wish, at Gatwick, see? Guy says, I think you better leave if we're going to make the plane. We says, okay. Got to take a beer with us, Governor? This guy Michael and his wife, I don't know, they're not there anymore. So he says, yeah, look, take one of these flagons, one of them little flagons with about 4.5 pints of beer in it, you know, little plastic jobs, take carry out. So we got in this car, proceeded to go to Gatwick, got on the plane to Jersey, gets on the plane, opens up this bottle, don't we? The pair of us sitting right at the back of this 727 or whatever is it, a DC-9. There we are, gargling back the old liquid nectar. Girl comes up, she says, I'm sorry, you can't do that. We said, fucking too bad, what you going to do, throw us off? She said, I'll fucking have you arrested. We said, go ahead. We're having our drink anyway. We'd already finished after this. So we were faced. Gets off at Jersey. Yes, you've guessed it. Got done over by customs, the pair of us, didn't we? So there we are standing there.
Hello, hello, hello. What you been up to, you naughty boys?
We just had a couple of beers on a plane, Governor.
Yeah, well,
that took you a little bit of time to get pissed. It's only an hour flight. We got on the plane in Miami. Ha! Okay, he says, let's have a look in your bag. So we got turned over again. That night, we carried on drinking. A whole 24, 48 hours worth of boozing. Harry comes home. I threw the towel in at 12 midnight. I couldn't handle it. We went to this place called L'Auberge in Jersey. Man, we got faced there. I mean, we was gone when we got there. So I've thrown the towel in at 12 o'clock. Harry's come back. Must have been about 2:30 in the fucking morning. How he done it, I've no idea. 5:30,
I've got to go and have a word with the governor on the big white telephone. I'll be back in a minute.
2 hours later, poor bloke, he was green. I got up, I felt terrible. I says, yeah, what's the matter with you? She said, what do you think? He said, what do you think? I said, oh, you ain't too well, are you? Said, 3 days later, this is the first week of July, by the way, folks. About 3-4 days later, we must have got there around the 30th of June. Anyway, what a great ending. Steve got rid of his hangover. I think it must have been the day he got rid of his hangover. He gets a phone call from the wife. I'm having here. I'm having it. Okay, I'll be right there. Off he hops to the airport, gets on a plane, and it was July the 6th, actually, and not a lot of people know that, but Lauren, his very first daughter, he's got three daughters now, she was born, I don't know what time in the day, but he got there all right, and he was at the burp, and of course he's not looked back to ever since. So, there you go. Listen, a little story from those period, that period of time. I've got to go. I've got to go. I really do mean this. I'll see ya.
What else? Well, you use the phone, you put your 10p in the box, so listen to the f***ing music. Well, look here. Leave your name and your number and all that good stuff, you see? So maybe I might get back to you. But then I might not, because you know what? I'm running free, yeah. I'm running free.